Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today.
Welcome back, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe here, wrapping up on this Thursday. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. You won't want to miss it. As always, we try to celebrate our liberty and freedom, a little lighthearted stuff, as well as getting into the issues. We'll talk about this Arizona indictment, the Title IX changes. There's plenty to get into. But I want to wrap up. So, look, I understand that there is compromise. I also understand negotiations. When you negotiate from a position of weakness, you never prevail. Even when you're in a position of weakness, you have to negotiate from a position of strength. Ron wrote in and said, I think Speaker Johnson explained on Mark Levin, we needed to help Israel, and the only way we could do that was to pair it with the bill for Ukraine. I don't agree we should have abandoned our border. Do you feel the funding for Israel was not time critical? I'm just trying to conjure which parts you supported. So of everything they did pass and voted for, I would have supported the bill for Israel. I would not have supported the bill for Ukraine as written. I would not support the bill for the Indo-Pacific or for the TikTok bill, for that matter, as all is written. I think we have a very unique and special relationship with Israel. They are our actual ally. We have compacts with them. We owe them a bunch of arms they've already paid for that we've yet to give them. So I have no problem with that. I would have simply done this, Ron. I would have had the first vote be on Israel and get that passed. The second vote on Indo-Pacific, see if it passes. The third one would have been the Ukraine bill. And I would have attached language to the Ukraine bill that would have made absolutely the funding to shut down and secure our border, and then let the Democrats decide and the rhinos. If they really wanted that money for Ukraine, they'd have to hold their nose for once and vote to secure our border. And if they voted against it, well, then you just point out, look, they voted against it because they didn't want to secure our border. That's how you negotiate from a position of strength and get things done. Unfortunately, the people in Washington don't seem to understand that. We'll be back tomorrow. Live life boldly.
Regular Joe Show.